Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Ellen Rohr. Ellen is, she was a business owner. She still is, but she was at one point in time before she became a talking head and did her best to run her company, but actually turned out she did her best to just about run into the ground, and she recovered from that. She's a survivor now. She figured it out. And she found out what she did wrong, and now she's a now she's become a sage and an advocate and a truth teller to people like you and me to help us make sure we don't do what she did. She's become an author of a number of books on business planning, including Where Did the Money Go? The Bare Bones Biz Plan, and we're here to talk to her about that very stuff right now. Ellen Rohr, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back, as always. You know, Ellen, usually, and I know I'm going to get a little heat for this, but a lot of times when I use sports metaphors on the show, if I use very many with ladies who are on the, you know, typically guys go to sports metaphors first, right? They use them a lot. And if you use too many, the women kind of get irritated at that. They want me to talk about a flower garden or something else.
Oh, this is so sexist. I can't believe you're talking like that.
I knew you were going to give me that. But it's the truth. You know, I actually have had them say, Jim, can we talk about something besides sports metaphors, you know? And I say, well, how would you?
I think sports metaphors sometimes work for women and sometimes work for men, but I wouldn't draw the line.
I love it that you want to talk about sports metaphors, sports philosophy, sports strategy, sports ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Today to talk about how to run our businesses. And so now that we've got the fun out of the way, let's talk some serious business.
Well, you've made a good point though. Sports analogies work for people who are into sports.
Yeah.
And there are some companies where you go in and the first thing in the morning is what happened in the game last night, and there's a lot of culture and energy about sports. In that situation, then sports analogies can really help you make a point, and that would be great. But for the person who's rolling their eyes or yawning during that conversation, you're going to have to come up with something.
Let them turn it over to Lifetime and let them do whatever they want to do.
So wrong.
So what is it? Let's get one of these sports analogies out of the way to help us run our business better.
Well, the idea of sports is that, or the idea of good teaching is when you take something that someone knows and apply a new concept to it. So I remember once upon a time, this is going to sound goofy, but I remember once upon a time I went to a technical class. You know, I work a lot with plumbers, heating guys.
Right.
I went to a technical class, and I'm just kind of yawning, but the teacher was so great. His name is Dan Hollihan, and for technical teaching in the trades, he's absolutely the best. And he kept relating these complex heating events to something that I knew. For instance, when air gets into a heating system, when you release the pressure, and he described it like, you know how you take a soda pop bottle, and you unscrew the top, and it fills with bubbles, that's because you release the pressure. And I thought, oh, I get that part, and I instantly perked up. So when you take something that someone knows and you apply a new concept to it, it can make it a lot easier to understand. And that's why I love sports for those guys and gals who are also into it.
Absolutely. So what's the first one?
Well, here's one thing. If you've ever watched a game and also played the game, you have an awareness of how beautiful and how good it is to play at the highest level. So when you call people out to be the very best that they can be and use those analogies of remember when that guy made the tremendous catch with his helmet and, you know, he's going for it, that's the kind of excellence that you can aspire to. That's what makes us want to watch the games on Saturday and Sunday, is that they're so very good. So when you call someone out to be that good, to achieve that level of excellence at whatever endeavor they do, then it elevates something like drain cleaning to something like the World Series.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, that's one thing. But another great way to incorporate sports analogies is if you want to start keeping score with your team. Now, I help people come up with good compensation and bonus programs for their mm-hmm. team. Call it reward the right stuff. And I call it that because we want to reward those behaviors that are going to lead us to the outcome that we want. We want to line up the reward with the performance that makes all the sense, as opposed to rewarding people.
One of the ways of keeping score,
yeah.
Even though you want employees to show up not just for the money, we know that when they leave, they're not leaving just because you didn't pay them enough. There are other reasons.
That's right.
But compensation, this keeping is one way that we keep score with our employees, isn't it?
Yes, and to make that compensation based on some activity, some behavior
yeah.
that delivers the intended
right.
outcome.
And
so
that they know in advance, and it's all completely well-designed and explained, and there's no questions about it. Hold on to that thought, Ellen. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
More sports analogies after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.